A judge in Winnebago County is running for re-election less than 2 years after the state Supreme Court suspended him for judicial misconduct. It's Monday, March 13th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Bayfield County is trying to ensure that the Madeline Island Ferry continues after its owners retire. And we look at what the legal options are for people caught up in the solar energy scam in southeastern Wisconsin. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
A Winnebago County judge who was suspended for judicial misconduct just 2 years ago is seeking re-election in April. He's one of only six judges in the last 5 years to be disciplined. Rob Menser has more.
Judge Scott Wolt was suspended in 2021 after an investigation into six incidents of judicial misconduct. At a 2015 sentencing hearing, Wolt pulled out a handgun in court. And in 2016, he referred to a 13-year-old girl who'd been sexually assaulted as a, quote, so-called victim. His opponent, Lakeisha Hayes, says voters should take the sanction into account.
He took an opportunity to knock a 13-year-old down because she didn't respond in a way that he felt was appropriate. That's disgusting.
Between 1978 and 2021, only 15 judges in Wisconsin were suspended. Wolt did not respond to requests for comment. Rob Menser, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A federal judge has declined to issue a restraining order against the Northern Wisconsin tribe that blocked town roads crossing its property. The order was requested by attorneys representing around 40 homeowners. Road access to their homes was blocked by the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa in late January. At issue are road agreements between the tribe, town of Lac des Flambeaux, and title companies, which expired more than a decade ago. Dave Kivett is one of the affected residents. He says he and others have been frustrated by a lack of dialogue between the parties.
We haven't heard a whole lot out of the town. The title company hasn't received a whole lot of information. We've been unable to get a lot of information out of the tribe.
A statement from Lac des Flambeaux Tribal President John Johnson says the judge's denial calls into question whether the court has jurisdiction over the matter. The tribe is seeking $20 million for renewed road use agreements. The nominations of controversial figures to volunteer commissions in Kenosha County has sparked outrage from many in the community. Evan Casey has more on the backlash.
Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman nominated Brian Gonzalez and Xavier Solis to a County Race and Equity Commission. Gonzalez is a former officer who shot and killed Michael Bell in 2004. Solis is an attorney who helped with the bail fundraising effort for Kyle Rittenhouse in 2020. Brad Backer is a former member of the commission. He resigned within hours after learning of the nominations.
They are the antithesis of people who will be viewed as open-minded and helpful in analyzing the issues of race and local law enforcement.
In a press release, the county executive said she believes both men will bring, quote, valuable perspectives to the commission. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's next budget will benefit from a record $7 billion budget surplus, but proposals by Democratic Governor Tony Evers and GOP lawmakers could lead to record structural deficits. Evers has proposed big increases for schools, broadband, and other state government programs that would spend billions more than the state generates in revenue. GOP leaders have promised to scale back Evers' budget, but Jason Stein with the Wisconsin Policy Forum says Republican state senators have also called for moving to a flat income tax.
The problem would likely be worse there because, you know, the flat tax is an extremely large tax decrease. And if you pair that with even, you know, modest spending to continue current services, you find yourself in a pretty difficult spot there as well.
The flat tax would cost state government $5 billion per year once it took full effect. A ferry service that is a lifeline for residents traveling to and from Lake Superior Island may be sold to new owners this year. Danielle Kading has more.
Michael Childer says negotiations are underway to purchase the Madeline Island Ferry Line's boats and real estate from two families who own the service. Childers is president of the LaPointe Harbor Commission. He says the ferry is critical for carrying thousands of tourists and the island's more than 400 residents to and from Bayfield.
That's how the kids get to school. That's how workers come to the island. That's how we go grocery shopping. So the ferry line is our road to the mainland.
Childer says the commission plans to contract with the service for maintenance and operations. The commission has applied for an $11 million federal grant to help pay for the purchase. That's being backed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A century-old home in Lake Geneva was torn down last week, months after selling for $17 million. The Villa Hortensia was a Mediterranean-style mansion designed by well-known architect Howard Van Doren Shaw. It was built in 1906 on 20 acres overlooking the lake. David Curry is a local that sells real estate in the area. He says it was sad to see such a beautiful home go, but the house was outdated.
I still think it's a shame, personally, as someone that, you know, I was born and raised here and I've sold real estate here for 27 years. I still kind of shudder when I see these things happen, but they make perfect sense.
Plans for the property are unclear. The Chicago Tribune reports that zoning allows for three residences on the property. And finally, many of Sun Badger Solar's customers have been in the dark about the status of incomplete solar projects after spending thousands of dollars. Joe Schultz has more on their options after the company stopped operations in January.
The State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, or DATCAP, is actively reviewing Sun Badger's business activities. Michael Domke is with DATCAP. He says customers should try to cancel their contract.
That triggers some requirements for the business to return monies that haven't been used or provide the materials to that particular person and also provide an explanation of how the money was spent.
Customers can also file a complaint with the department. DATCAP will review the situation and try to find a solution. If the department finds evidence that a company broke the law, it can share that with prosecutors. Customers can also file theft by contractor complaints with local law enforcement or file a lawsuit. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This story came from a question shared with WPR's Wisconsin. Submit your question at WPR.org/Wisconsin. Sun Badger Solar has been a WPR business sponsor. And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are John Davis and Rob Menser. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. You can always find more news anytime at WPR.org. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.